Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. When I was a teen, I used to like to climb up the front of our refrigerator so that I could see what was lying on top of it. My parents stored all kinds of cool things on top of our refrigerator. There were tools, paintbrushes, coins, keys, watches, arrows, and even musical instruments. You could find anything up there. I loved climbing the refrigerator. Our refrigerator had a cold water and ice cube dispenser built into the freezer side door. I would use this opening to help me get a firm foothold as I climbed the fridge. One time, as I attempted to climb the refrigerator, I felt a sudden powerful jab to my vagina. I thought my hot pants had gotten snagged on the water and ice dispenser, but I wasn't snagged. My body moved violently up and down the front of the fridge. It was like my body was being used as a rag to wipe down the front of the refrigerator. When I looked down, I could see that my body wasn't even touching the refrigerator. It was like I was levitating in front of the fridge. Though I was young, I thought I was possibly possessed like the girl in the Exorcist movie. My hot pants disintegrated, and my panties fell to the kitchen floor. At some point, I saw a large length of sausage protruding out from the ice dispenser. Norm, at the time I didn't know what an orgasm was, but during this bizarre refrigerator moment, I came more than 8 times. Eventually, I blacked out. My young, tight, juicy body was in pleasure overload. When I became conscious, the police officer told me that a big-dicked Mexican had lived inside our freezer for more than 2 months. According to Sergeant Miller, the Mexican learned my family's refrigerator habits, especially mine. The Mexican waited for me to climb up the front of the fridge, and when I did, the Mexican struck and he shoved his enormous dick through the ice dispenser hole. Norm, the Mexican banged out my tasty, dreamy pussy for over 2 hours. If my father hadn't pulled my body off the Mexican's long thick schlong, I'd still be hanging alongside the fridge getting drilled. My mother disabled the Mexican's dick by beating it with a meat tenderizer hammer. My little sister kept stabbing the Mexican's dick with the point of a meat thermometer. It was a horrible moment. My parents wrapped duct tape around the refrigerator so that the horny Mexican couldn't escape. When the state police came, they rolled the refrigerator to a van using an electric wheeled lift. Norm, I walked bull-legged for a week, and the Mexican's jism dripped out of my box for more than a month. Everyone laughs about it now, but at the time it wasn't funny at all. During my freaky fridge fuck, my bra blew apart and fell off. My fresh bulbous tits rubbed against the refrigerator door as I was crammed again and again by the Mexican. The friction and speed of my bouncing breasts against the fridge door caused the exterior white paint to rub off. My family uses this paintless area to leave notes to one another. My parents have helped me a lot by buying bagged ice cubes at the 7-Eleven store. My little sister recorded my horrifying ordeal involving the Mexican and my parents' Maytag refrigerator. I'll play it now.
Come back when you need ice cubes for your Coca-Cola. I fuck you real good.
That is the end of the audio clip. I thought my story might help other women that listen to your podcast. All my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. Please call me back. I call all the time, but you never call me back. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
Give me just a moment, will ya?
So I like to talk about holes. in a way that maybe you haven't heard of holes talked about before. About holes. What is a hole? A hole in our country, in America, comprises of what? Something like, you're driving on the road and there's a hole in the road. Or there's a dam and there's a hole in the dam. Or there's a hole in your bathtub. Or there's a hole in your gas tank. I'm talking about a hole in your tire. There's holes. Holes in our country. And for some reason, holes need immediate attention in the sense that a hole has to be filled. It automatically is filled in this country, if you notice it. There's a hole in the road, they fill the hole right away. There's a hole in your doors from gunshots or bullet holes. You want to get those filled immediately, don't you? There's a hole in the glass panel of a Dairy Queen. You're there for a fucking Hawaiian blizzard or whatever you're there for. And there's a hole in the window. They have to fill it right away. There's hardly any delay. There's a hole in your drink. You're at McDonald's. There's a hole in the cup, if that's ever happened to you. It's replaced immediately and tossed away. Because holes in this country automatically and almost instantly in every way you can think of are filled instantaneously. You have to fill the hole. That's how it is. Wherever you're at, they have to fill the hole. There's a hole in the floor in your basement or something and you've got a natural water brook and it's coming up through the hole. You have to find a way to stop the brook and fill the hole because the hole's not acceptable. The hole's unsightly. The hole's kind of looked upon dimly by others about you. A hole. It just isn't acceptable to have a hole anywhere for any long period of time. There's a hole in a fucking airplane, and the gas is leaking out. What happens? They got to land the plane right away, or at least they hope to get the hole repaired. Now, where's this going to? What am I talking about? What I'm talking about is, how does the hole that I'm talking about relate to the cunt of a female? There's the holes I just talked about, then there's the cunt of the female. Well, it's the same thing. It's a hole. You spread the woman's legs. She's got her legs spread. Her kneecaps are hitting both of her ears on each side of her head. They're pulled back that far. Her eyes are rolled back like a shark eating a triggerfish. There's a big fucking hole. There's the hole. What does it mean about that hole? Well, a woman cannot not fill the hole. They can't fill it. It's expensive, this piece of land, this piece of this hole. The hole's got to be repaired right away. And how do they repair the hole? How does the female repair this hole? As I said before, they're unsightly. They have to be fixed right away. They have to be repaired right away. Nobody appreciates holes in roads or holes anywhere. They have to repair the hole. How does a woman repair the hole? She puts a dick in it, imbecile. She puts a big, large dick in it.
Dick!
Like a chick staying in a hotel or a motel. She's a big businesswoman. She's out there. She doesn't have a dick with her. She's a big businesswoman. She's got her smartly business dress on, her outfit on, her smartly pumps on. She's a big businesswoman. She's got a leather attaché case. She's doing big businesswoman things. She's out there. But her hole has to be filled. And she thinks, how do I fill my hole? What does she do? She goes to the fucking corner store. She goes to the local supermarket. She gets herself a quarter pound of hamburger. She gets some lunch meat. She packs that hamburger and the lunch meat or the fucking bacon around it, and she fucks herself with the fucking dick she made, this lunch meat kind of dick. And then she cooks it on a kitchenette when she's done fucking it because it's got all these flavors. It's been sautéed with her own pussy juices. Now, pussy juices apparently must be wanted by people in this world because people keep on fucking. I wasn't never particularly fond of it. I like pussy juices as a lubricant. It is a mechanical aid to my extremely big dick jamming in out of her fuckhole. I like it in that sense. I like it because it makes sense. It's mechanically needed for me to fuck her out. Got a big fucking hole. She made herself a big dick. She got some lunch meat. A friend of mine, I think I told you once, she told me that when she couldn't get a dick wherever she was and she started getting horny, and they do, they can't get rid of the fact that what they really are is a concubine. A woman, a whore. This female out there without a
dick.
And she starts to get lonely and thinks, boy, if I got fired, what am I? If I got fired from my job, I'm in this shitty motel, this hotel, and I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I don't have a job anymore. I'm just an idiot with a fucking imitation leather attaché case. How can I make myself something again? Well, she becomes what she is, her prime directive, and she starts thinking of her hole. I'm going to go to the supermarket. I'm going to get some fucking bacon. I'm going to get some lunch meat. I'm going to get the fucking hamburger meat. I'm going to pack it inside an empty toilet paper tube, the cardboard tube, and all the toilet paper's gone. I'm going to wrap bacon around that, wrap it around it, and I'm going to fuck it. Now I have a purpose again. Now I have my value. Now I understand what I am. I started to get scared and didn't know what I was anymore. So once they go back to that hole, once they fill it, even if they've been fired, they're on their big business meeting, even if they've been fired, they now know what they are. They filled their hole. They got their big fucking dick they made. Their lunch meat dick. Their fucking hamburger meat dick. Their ground round. They wrap bacon around it. They stuck in a toilet paper roll. They fucked themselves out and they come back. They're grounded again. They filled that hole all as well. And that's how it is with any fucking hole in this country. If you think I'm kidding you, think about it yourself. Is there any place in your house that you want a hole that you wouldn't fix straight away? No. Hole in your roof? I gotta fix it immediately. Hole in my window? I got to fix it immediately. Hole in my backyard pool? I've got to repair it and stop it and fill that hole immediately. A hole anywhere. A hole in my fucking tire in the car in a garage. A hole in my old lady's tire in the garage. I got to fill them immediately. Right away, straight up. I got to get them done now. I got a hole in my fucking, I got a sub pump. I got a hole in fucking whatever it is, the float that goes up and down. I got to fix it immediately. I got a hole in the fucking furnace and it's letting all the heat out into the basement. I got to repair it immediately. It's rusted through. Fixing and repairing the hole straight away. That's how it is in this country. You're not allowed to not have the hole immediately filled. And that's a process of a woman in her big fucking fuck hole. There's this big gaping hole. No one really knows the depth of this fuckhole. There's this big goddamn fucking pulsating hole. It can stretch to all sizes. It can stretch to all lengths. That in itself is really creepy. It's really scary. I never thought anything like that. I thought chicks were little dainty things with blonde fucking hair walking out, eating a licorice stick. I didn't know in between her legs they had all this power and all this fucking length and width. It's spooky, isn't it? I'm gonna fill the fucking hole. Yeah. You can't have a hole in an airplane wing. You can't have a hole in a fucking hot air balloon or helium balloon you gave your kid. You're right away, you can't fix the helium balloon you gave your punk. But you can buy her another one because the other one had what? A hole in it. You gotta fill the hole right the fuck away. And that's the same with her goddamn big pulsating fucking cunt. Her big goddamn gape. The big fucking big hairy gape expanding contracting and juices and stench coming in and out that you're drawn to like a magnet. I don't know why. Got to get to that pussy. It's just the same fucking thing. If you saw a dead deer in the road, they really stink. I don't get down and I don't fuck it and I don't eat it out. That's the same of a woman as a woman's pussy. Unless they're using perfume. Unless they're using candles. You get it? They got to use candles. They got to use perfume. They got to use anything they can to distract you from the horror of what you're about to be near. They've got music on, too. Music is just designed to distract you during the art of lovemaking or whatever that is, art or not art, and to distract you and pull you into the vortex of her control. There's the music. There's the perfume. There's the candles. All kinds of shit. Maybe she's got a fan going and she's blowing around long curtains in her bedroom. This is what bitches like to do. Isn't it bizarre? Hey, your curtains are 2 feet too long hanging off your windows. They're like 3 feet on the floor. They're white and they're blowing all over. They like that shit. They think that's funny. They think it's romantic and beautiful. Look at the movement. Look at that. I think it's garbage and so do you. Gotta fill that hole. And how does she fill the hole? It's not like other holes. It's not like it. Is it? It's not fixing a hole in a rubber tire. It's not fixing a fucking hole in a hot air balloon, a helium balloon you bought your punky fucking 12-year-old kid that was banged out last week. It's not like that. This is a specialized hole you have to fill. There's psychological aspects of it. There's levels you have to hit, little buttons you have to hit to get your dick in there, at least somewhat today with bitches today. You gotta fill that fucking hole. And she knows how bad it is. They, of all people, know how bad it is. I mean, come on. There's pyramids, like from Giza in Egypt, that big of the rags she has dumped into the landfill, these bloody rags with eggs in them, they're that tall. And you still want to go there. That's how many rags she's thrown out, period rags, bloody rags. That's how many she's thrown out, and you still want her. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I can't have her tits. I can't keep them. I can't take them home. I still want them. I don't know what it is. The odors, the stench, the repercussions, the financial fucking ruination. I don't know what it is. I still got to go there. She's going to fill that fucking cunt hole. And she's got to do it with candles. Go to any store today. I may be obsessing on this. Go to any store today. You'll see candle upon candle upon candle, especially at Target. Target caters to the woman's genitals, her torso area, in every way. They got the long flowing curtains. They got the fucking candles. They got all the romantic shit in there you could possibly ever think of your woman in her mind that they could want. All goddamn American junk. American junk that chicks bite on from China, Taipei, or wherever the fuck it ever is coming from in Target. There it is. It's $1.99 only, but it looks like it's worth $75. They love that shit, don't they? Target caters to the woman's hungry cunt. The hungry fuckhole, throbbing, undulating, demanding that hole to be filled, just like everything else in this world. It has to be fucking filled and filled now. Like a service crew. Every bitch on this planet should be assigned two trucks with two men in each of the truck, and they work for the city, and they maintain that fuckhole, and they get that hole filled constantly. Dick Sector 3, Dick Sector 3, 5C, 910, get it over there, get the dick in the hole, patch that fucking hole. Now they know that you're not going to go down to that cunt. Nobody in their right mind would. Look at the fucking things that can happen to you. Look at the hazards of the cunt. I've talked about this before. Look at the hazards. You go down to that cunt and you eat it out. She's fucked you up. She's made you mental. You went nuts. You're going to impress the shit out of her. You're going to eat her out. You're going to give her a rim job in her asshole and fuck her in the rear, fuck her in the front, fuck her mouth. And then you're going to keep on doing this. I got control of her. I'm loved now. I'm not lonely anymore. Fucking, I'm not lonely anymore. To get you down there, man. So she doesn't care if you get throat cancer. She doesn't care. You're going to get throat cancer if you eat your cunt out. Talked to a doctor once. He said 7 out of 10 cases of people who ate vaginas got fucking throat cancer and had to have their voice box removed. She's long gone. She's partying in Quebec. She's in Quebec. She's in fucking wherever she is. She's Puerto Rico. She's in Guam. She's in fucking Hawaii. Wherever she's partying now and you're fucking gone. You can't even speak. When you speak, it sounds horrible. You got no voice, no authority, nothing anymore. You're gone. You've been gutted. Throat cancer. If you go down to the pussy, you eat it out. You go down to her shithole. When you go down to her shithole, she may shit. You know that 77% of women shit when you're giving them action from the rear? I mean, how can't they? Just ahead of your dick is 7 pounds of fecal matter. It's waiting to come out like canned brown bread out of her asshole, and it's held itself up. It's stopped the flow because your dick is in there. You know what's inside a colon? When she shits that brown canned bread out, brown bread in a can, you ever eaten that stuff? When she shits it out, if you were to see it, you'll see all kinds of white lines like veins. White lines like veins in a body running throughout the fucking brown bread. What are these white lines that came out after you banged her out from the rear? Well, man, that is somebody's blow. They're two-part epoxy. They're white hope. That's their cum. That's their jism because she took it 10 inches all night long and he blew one load after another up her crapper and into her shit. It's like artwork. It's a can of brown bread with these white lines in it. If I stuck that in a kiln, I could sell it online for probably $200, $250 fucking dollars. That's what they would buy that. Now, you get something from that. The disease, the bacteria goes up your pee hole. You're fucked. You go in there fucking pussying out. You're fucked. You're going to lose your voice box. Nobody's going to want to be around you. A friend of mine in dentistry told me that a woman's vaginal juices are designed to neutralize bacteria, including the bacteria that are good bacteria in your mouth when you're eating this bitch out. So now you're eating her out. All your bacteria is dead. You may lose your fucking teeth, imbecile. She knows all this. She knows it from A to Z. She knows this routine. She knows the danger you're in. But she thinks, well, I got somebody here willing to sacrifice their body and please me while they're here. They're willing to sacrifice themselves for the fucking good of the country, and they're going to please me and all that, and I don't care what happens to them in the end. She's got to do all kinds of tricks, fuck stick. And what are the tricks? Perfume. Perfume to disguise her period. Perfume in disguising her period. What she's really showing you is that I've got my period, I've got to shed an egg now, I've done my damnest to keep that egg from getting a baby, and you're going to be in line with that too. I'm 36, I'm 35, I'm 32 years old or 28, and I have no baby yet. How have I done that? Because I've shunned the whole reproductive process to keep getting dick from people like you. Right there is manipulation. You see that? Chick is on her period. She's manipulated her biology, her chemistry, so she can keep partying like it's 1999 till she's 50, 60 fucking years old. And what's she got? Got two handfuls with nothing in it. Nothing in her fucking hands, nothing in her wallet, no money. Nothing, because she followed the sisters into this fucking abyss. There she is. Come get it. Got my perfume on. I got my perfume on to hide the stink that I'm having my period, that there may be an egg come out. I'm discarding the possibility of life. I just want a fucking party. She's got her perfume on to hide the stench that's coming out of her cauldron. It's a people maker, fuckstick. A people maker. That's what it is. Human beings, things come out of that fucking hole that you want to get in so fucking bad. I want to get in there. I want to get in there, man. Fucking person comes out and they take a shit when they come out. Here, I gotta get in there. I don't know why I gotta get in there. So she uses perfume to trick you. She uses a fake personality to trick you. She doesn't have that personality. As soon as you put her in a situation of being arrested, you'll see the real bitch there is, because you're now trying to shackle her. You're now trying to stop her, enclose her. You'll see the real bitch. That was what you were interested in. Have some fucking friend of yours come over if you know a cop and fake arrest her. Watch what the fuck animal she'll turn into. You're down there. You know all this stuff, maybe or maybe not. Maybe I'm helping you. Maybe I'm not helping you. Maybe you're in this for the entertainment value. You're down there and you think, wow, I'm going to go down now. And there's her pussy. As you get down to her pussy, you've passed her tits. You get down. I used to date a woman once a long time ago. She used to put all kinds of glitter on her tits. They were like shining silver mountains. Honest to God, it was really incredible. Shining silver mountains. When I would blow my fucking cum on her tits, the cum would go down the shiny glitter. It was beautiful. It was like hot lava. It was like artwork, man. That's not a lie. She's kind of fucking going down there. You're going to go down there now. She sees it as you're going down. You're like at her belly button. And you start to cough. A slight little cough. She knows that. That's not new to her. She knows straight away. She's looking for these symptoms. She's looking to see what kind of a mark you are, what kind of a dick you are, what kind of a rube, a mameluke, what you are. She's trying to figure this out and knows it all too well, every inch of it. The coughs mean what? That one candle of her scented candle, one wick candle, it isn't working. It's not blocking. It's not masking the stench of what she is, the biological carbon-based thing that's in front of you. It's not working. Oh, no. One candle isn't cutting it. He's starting to smell what he'll be with the rest of his life, or at least till I divorce him and take his home and all his 401k plan and all his savings and all his Elon Musk investments. I'll take all it, but not yet. I'm not situated. I'm not properly in the right position for this. She sees you coughing, man. What's she do? She slides the candle closer to the proximity of where you are. I don't know where she is, lying on her fucking Amazon sponge bed. She got it for $80. That's all American women want. Does it look good? An $80 sponge bed with her fucking Amazon fucking used pop-up, what's this, box springs, what do they call it, the frame that holds the bed up. She got that for half cost. It was used, all fucked out. Doesn't matter. She moves the candle closer to you. And watches your response. You say, excuse me, I just want to move this a little bit closer, she says to you, baby. Maybe says baby a lot. I want to move this over a little bit closer to you, baby. And it illuminates everything so sexy and so sultry. I want to see you going down on me. It really turns me on. That's not it at all. What she's doing is trying to worry if the stench of her cunt, this primal medieval stink. And it's going to stink because it's a manufacturing plant. And that's all fucking Michigan is, just manufacturing. That's all the fucking makes the world go round everywhere. It's a manufacturing plant of a human being. It's in there. It's a cauldron of stink and fucking parts and fucking fluids and lubricants. It's just big manufacturing fucking plant out in the front. It's laughable. I mean, the pubic hair, the pubic pussy, the pussy itself, the cunt, puts a little bit of pubic hair to somehow protect it from insects. Give me a break. Insects? This is the most dangerous fucking slot, the most dangerous hole in the fucking planet that needs to be plugged all the time, isn't it? For dick. It's plugged. Pubic hair is going to protect it. It don't need protecting. The dick has evolved past the pubic hair, protecting the cunt, the slot, the gash of the female from insects. So she pulls the candle a little bit closer. It's okay, baby. Just want to watch you as you eat me out, in a sexy voice. As you're eating me out, as you're pulling the candle closer. Oh, that feels good, baby. Keep that up. Oh, forever. Forever and ever. I just want this moment to end. Endless fucking pleasure and all that. Well, then she notices that you don't stop coughing. You're a little bit past her belly button. You're now down by her shithole, her cunt hole. You smell a mixture of shit and vaginal odors. Her cunt and shit. And the reason the cunt you might smell, I mean the asshole, is because she has taken a dick so many times up her asshole that the scoring is so monumental of her walls, the fucking walls of her cunt, the scoring is so bad it's like it was the luge or the lunge or the sledding event. It's like that, or a kid's going down a hill on sleds. There's that many marks on the inside of her asshole, and the asshole's become loose, and she's not even aware of when it's loose, and sometimes she'll just, F-A-R-T, she'll just fart. And it's mixing with the vaginal juices and the stench, and you're down there. And she sees it's not working. What happens? It's no problem. Within an arm's reach of this bitch is what? A shitload of fucking candles. All kinds of candles. She has every industrial candle, every strength, every size, the appropriate candle to handle you, or whatever man she happens to be with. And she does what? She says, I'm going to light up another candle, honey. And he's doing this. Okay. Okay. Light up the candle. She says, only, you know, because I need more light. Now, I'm going to record you eating me out. It's not for anybody to ever see. It's just between you and I. We can share it. We share it while we're courting, while we're dating, whatever the fuck they call it now. I don't call it anything. I just say bend over. While we're dating, while they're doing anything, I'm going to pull over this other candle and illuminate the whole area from my belly button all the way down to my kneecaps. You'll see my thighs and where we want to illuminate this. I love you so much, baby. And she pulls the candle over. Another one. That's two fucking candles. Two candles with heavy fragrance trying to mask the stench of her, what she is, of her torso area, of what thousands and thousands of years have turned her into. This is it. This is the apex. This is the lucky day for fucking you. She pulls that second candle over. Oh, my. I'm just, eat me out, fuckstick. Eat me out. Now, she's getting a video of you right there. She's got a video over the right, and she told you she needed to see more light. She's got a video of you blowing her so that one day she can use that video on you to destroy you like they love to do to anybody, because they can't love you. They can never love you. What they do is love whoever can pay the bills, whoever can feed them regularly, whoever allows them to have their name on the deed of the house. Now they can try to pretend to love you because this is all they're ever going to have. And they're pretty grateful for that point. They want that. It's feed me and all that other shit. The minute you don't continually do that, they're gone. You're not feeding them regularly. There's no chance of a house, no chance of a 401k. If you ever wondered why a chick has left, that's why. She had somebody 2 weeks or 3 weeks before you. So she pulls up the second candle, and you go down, and you're still coughing, only now you're coughing, and your eyes are watering. Your eyes are watering, you're coughing, and this is getting disturbing to her, but it's nowhere she's never been before, this situation, this scenario. So she was what? She now pulls up and pushes back the two candles, blows them out, and lights the three-wick fucking candle. This is the industrial strength candle for ultimate stink, trying to disguise, trying to cut for the stench of her shithole and her asshole where everybody has been. Grinding away like a meat grinder, like a butcher, like a monkey grinder. Fucking monkey dancing up and down. He's cranking the goddamn handle and grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And that's what's going on. The stench of it coming down there, of all the men that have had their dicks there before you. I'd probably, if I would, like I said to you before, like everybody has said, I would probably bang out your sister. If your mom was in bed, I'd bang her out. I'm not sure. Your grandmother, I might hit her in the head with a sledgehammer. I would be filled with disgust and hate because of her age, because of what she turned into. I wouldn't like that at all. The reality was too stunning, too stark, too quick, and I might split her skull with a sledgehammer. It's not impossible. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. So she pulls up the three-wick candle. All three fucking wicks are burning away, cutting through the stench of that fucking wherever you're at, trying to kill the stench. A three-wick candle. She doesn't want you to stray. She doesn't want you to leave. She wants you to come back. She wants you to pay her fucking bills. Every goddamn whim she has, she wants to keep on getting things and buying things. They were going to fucking Temu. They were going to Amazon. Amazon got dumped for Temu. Temu got dumped for another one. I don't know. Remember what the name of that shitting thing is. Online, cheaper and cheaper, but it still looks just as good. She wants you to keep coming around. And she keeps disguising the stench, the reality of what she is. Now imagine this. You might be with a young chick. She might be, I mean, over 30, forget it. They're all wore the fuck out. Who wants somebody over 30 goddamn years old? Nobody wants that. I was once taught, this is no shit, by Jake LaMotta himself. I lived in New York City for years. He lived in New York City. Liked me very much. I was taught by him once how to knock a woman out by just holding my fist a half inch from her head. Can you imagine that? You don't have to exhaust yourself. You don't have the chance of breaking a wrist or hurting your elbow or hurting your upper arm. A half fucking inch, and he used to do it on a chick that he hung around with. Her name was Vicky. Honest to God. One time he demonstrated to me. I said, holy shit. Is she all right, Jake? He says she's fine. She could take a punch. Knocked her out cold in front of me, and I never forgot that fucking moment. And I can do that. I could transfer that onto you. This fucking skill that you're going to need. I promise you, you are going to need it. This skill. It's a rare skill. It's a half inch. The impact and force combined with fucking speed, trajectory, all kinds of things happen there. And they get knocked unconscious. But she's trying to disguise what she is, man. Candles. And more candles. And more candles. You ever come into a bitch's house and you see shitloads of candles? Just assume straight away that she smells. That her pussy has a tremendously powerful odor that's emanating from her gash, and you're going to get that rare treat. You're heading towards that. Why don't you go find a fucking plant right now, asshole? A meatpacking plant. Somewhere where they process pigs, and I want you to go there, and I want you to fucking situate yourself, climb up the smokestack, and you can smell above the smokestack of all the parts of the pig they don't use. Why don't you go do that? Because that's what you're heading to. Just breathe it in deep. The stench of fucking burning fucking pigs. Go breathe it in deep. After you're done with that, go pull up a fucking cesspool, somebody's septic tank. That's where the shit goes from a house. Go pull a lid up on that and smell that. That's what you're running to. You're going to say, geez, Norm, you got a problem with odors. I have a problem with things that are unsightly, things that could make me uncomfortable as I travel through this short time I have on this planet, and I try to avoid that. I go around things. I swerve. I turn. I climb up. I go down. I try to swerve around it like you should. You're disgusting. If you're interested in that, if it doesn't bother you with that. When you see the candles, it's a red flag. Get the fuck out of there. When you see single wick candles, it's a red flag. Get the fuck out of there. When you see cans and cans of air freshener in her house, somewhere in her kitchen, around her toilet, in her bedroom, and six candles in there, get the fuck out of there. The stench of her cunt is there. The reality of her cunt is there. And what happens when you smell that stark, that brazen stench coming from her torso? What happens? Well, it quickly stops you. The romance. The ideology, the dreams, the fantasies, what you thought life was for you as a man, it quickly stops it because it becomes all too real. It's like finding a deer in the woods and he took one between the eyes and you feel some sympathy for him. Some fucking hunter, some asshole shot him, didn't find him, couldn't get him. And you feel some sympathy toward the deer. It's the same thing, the reality of this. And you think, wow, this thing was a living thing, my God. I'm a living thing. Why would I subject myself to this shit, man? You go running out of that fucking house like I have many, many times. I've ran out of kitchens that had fucking rolled down linoleum. You know what that shit is? In the kitchen floor, linoleum. And I've tripped on linoleum that was rolling up. I've tripped on it, slid across the floor, gone down steps where the door was to get out. And I remember those well to try to get out of there. And I just tell them, I don't know what it is, man. She's yelling at me through the fucking window of her kitchen window as I'm getting in the car. I don't know what it is, man. I just gotta get out of here, man. I gotta get out of here, man. Leave me the fuck alone. Leave me the fuck alone. As you're reversing out of there. I had a chick once. I think I told you. A long time ago. Picked up a hitchhiker, one of the hottest looking chicks I ever saw. You have to be scared of that. You have to be wary of that. You have to be aware of what that could be. There could be three Chicanos hiding in the woods or fucking next door. There could be three Chicanos ready to pull a train on you. They don't care. Their life's gone. There is no rules. There is no order. It's whatever they feel, whatever they want now. And they could jump you and they could do all kinds of things to you. There could be that there. 3, 4, 5 Tobies. All kinds of people coming and kick the shit out of you for pussy. See how danger hangs around pussy? Wherever pussy is, I'm can't kid you. Someone's getting killed. Wherever pussy is, someone's going to die. Wherever pussy is, someone's going to jail. Wherever pussy is, someone's going broke. That's how fucking bad it is. And the stench is there to try to make you alert, to try to make you aware of what you're doing. Here comes the stench. Man, if there's a pile of shit on the road, you don't pick it up. I've said this before. Everybody knows that. You don't pick it up. You don't drive your nose into it. You find a diaper on the side of I-75. You don't pull over like I used to as a kid and look at it. As a kid, I couldn't drive. I'd walk alongside roads in Delray, Detroit. That was a neighborhood. And I'd look at diapers and I'd open them up and I'd say, my God, look at this. Fucking all kinds of shit. That old joke about corn and other things. That really is true. It's there, the stink, to fucking warn you. Man, I ran out of this chick's house and got the fuck out of there. I picked this hitchhiker up. She got in the car. She was a mental case. She was good looking. I looked at her thighs, her jean shorts, everything about her I wanted in her. But that was not, I wasn't processing it through logic and my safety fucking shut off switches and my valves and all that. It wasn't getting processed there properly. But I've since trained myself to always process chicks through a certain path in my mind. It's impossible to short out that path. I remember I dumped her off at a store. I wanted her out of the car. She told me to go in the store and buy her fucking rags. I mean, who does that? Could you stop and get me some rags? I pick up a hitchhiker. You don't ask me to get some fucking rags. It's supposed to be romantic. It's supposed to be your panties are going to end up on my rearview mirror. It's supposed to be all that shit that I imagine you bent over the back of my fucking seat or something or the back of the trunk and I'm banging along from the rear. We're fucking on the side of the road and there's an old banana half eaten there and maybe we eat the banana or I fuck you out with the rest of the banana up your asshole and your cunt. It's supposed to be romantic like that. Took her to the store to get her fucking rags. I went through aisle after aisle after aisle. This bitch was like that Terminator lady that was in the motion pictures. You couldn't get rid of her, man. Up and down the aisles. I went to the toilet and down the aisle of the toilet. I walked into the payroll room and said I made a mistake because she was right close to me. And I fucking eventually got out of there. Ran past a newspaper rack. Ran past, it was around Easter time. Ran past the fucking, these little pink chicks that you eat at Easter time, these yellow chicks made out of like foam stuff. And I ran past those fuckers. I remember knocking the rack over. I got in a goddamn car and I pulled out of there. And that bitch was still coming. I just met her, man. I just met her. She was still coming. I threw the goddamn car in reverse at that time. I don't have that car anymore. And I took off at such a speed. This fucking thing had a 454 four-barrel carburetor in it. Honest to God. It was an older car. When I took off and turned right to go down the road, the whole fucking rear end ripped off. I mean, the fucking whole rear differential, the axle, the wheels, it came off as one unit like somebody had unbolted the rear fucking wheels. The axle, the differential, the fucking leaf springs, the shocks. It was like somebody had removed that shit entirely with wrenches and ratchets and fucking air things, and, you know, things that sound like this. Someone had removed that shit. Because when I pulled out, the whole rear end just fucking fell off. It kept turning. I ended up down a dirt road. I had enough inertia. I saw my fucking whole rear end disappear just to get away from this bitch. If you're like me, you'd say this. And I said this then. My God, was that close. I got to look out the door. I got to look out the window. I got to check my text. I got to check my emails. I got to see where I fucked up, how I'm in trouble. What I'm heading to. I gotta keep looking around, keep examining what I did in this moment, this behavior, and how it's gonna come back to me legally. That's what I do. I start to panic. Do you do that? I do that. She's in there scenting herself up, man. She's scenting herself up to fuck you, to trick you, to draw you in. $450,000 house, a mortgage, 2 cars, fucking insurance and payments and all the other stuff. It's impossible. You can't live like that. She wants it for herself, and there ain't no fucking in the world that could keep you to wanting to keep paying that bill or those bills, fuckstick. You can't do it. And they talk about birds and shit dying. And I just read this. Somehow this ties into this. birds are dying at rapid rates throughout the U.S. And what they're finding out, and what I found out, because I do all kinds of algorithms and I do studies and I got tablet upon tablet of shit that I keep research in, they're finding out that what happens is people are fucking so much outdoors, chicks on their all fours, men on their rear, birds are seeing this shit and they're watching it. They know what's going to happen. They know the madness of what those two together will equal. They know they've been here longer than we have. And they're looking, they're distracted, and they end up flying into shit and dying. Watching this. Knowing what's going to happen with these two fucking imbeciles. I mean, think about it. You got chicks making dicks out of lunch meat, man. They're in big business meetings. They got their big business outfit on. They got their fucking big business suits on. Their semi-heels or high-heel, their pump. They're in there. They got their big business meeting at 8 a.m. and they're fucking themselves out with an old toilet paper roll packed with fucking ground round beef and wrapped with fucking bacon or fucking lunch meat, and they're fucking themselves out. Now, something is wrong. This is what's going on. Something's wrong. Birds killing themselves? I'm trying to help you here with regards to tricks that chicks will do on you. One of the first things they'll do afterward when you're in a euphoria, a daze of the afterglow of orgasm, they'll be looking for your goddamn phone, fuckstick, and I know this. Why? Because I'm good-looking. I've always been good-looking. I was born good-looking. It's not a joke. And I have fucking charisma, and I have a way of speaking, and I speak clearly. People can clearly know that I'm a well-rounded American. They know this. Born and bred. And they sort of hate it, and they sort of like it at the same time. Don't they? Same thing with you. See, holes have to be filled immediately. There's a million cunts on here, 8 billion people, 6 billion twats, 6 billion fucking holes that need immediate repair with your dick. They need it. And that's okay. Go repair that hole with your dick. Go fill the hole with your dick like those your little rubber things you put in your tire if you've got steel belted radials, whatever tire you got. These little plugs you can put on it. You put glue on it. You got a handle. There's a hole in your tire. You pull a nail out. You pull the screw out. You stick in it. Go plug the fuck out of them like I did. I fucked everybody I've ever met 2 and 3 times. When I was in Ward Hall at fucking Ferris State, I fucked every bitch in a goddamn building twice. I fucked them all. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But then get out. Get out. And get out and put your hands together like you're clapping and look up and thank your God that you made it out the fuck out of there alive. Thank your God that your account didn't suddenly drop down because she knows your PIN, your code numbers, and all that. Just look up and hallelujah, motherfucker, I made it. And then get out of there. They keep coming. I had a couple like that. If they keep coming your way, what do? Well, I got a Glock that I just had an accoutrement I bought for it. The back of the Glock, it's a little square rectangle thing. And it turns the Glock into a fucking automatic. I mean, this is like a death stick. It's the ultimate fire stick. It's a nonstop cannon. What you do is you cut them in half. I have cut them in half. Multiple occasions. One time I had trouble with a woman on a boat. Long time ago, I live on the water up here in upper northern Michigan on 100 acres. One time I had trouble with a woman. She was really clingy. And every time she was near me, I could smell pussy. When you have that happen, it means they're turned on. They don't want you to know you're turned on. They're turned on. If you know they're turned on, then you have the edge. Now you are in a controlling situation, the position of being the chairman of the board. You now know this. If you can smell their pussy because they're turned on, they don't want that. They want to you to think that somehow they'll decide. But I've been with one chick that when she was with me, she would be turned on constantly. I could smell her pussy. She started getting all kinds of cramps and would get gas and everything else. Same thing when she had her fucking period. She was puking and vomiting and farting and all kinds of shit. Dizzy, couldn't walk. Same thing. I had trouble galore with this lady. And I had a wooden boat. I had a couple wooden boats. I love wooden boats. I'm making a wooden boat now. I like to make things out of wood and other stuff. Making a handmade wooden boat. And I got her in this boat and she didn't know this, what I did. Now, I had cut an area down to the bottom of the boat, and I used these rubber seals. It was rubber seals. It was a wooden boat, and they had little slats of fur. And I'm typing the talking type of wood. You have to reseal it and seal it. It was a bitch to cut the hole in the bottom of the boat. And I cut it in there. I used rubber seals on the side so it wouldn't take water. I had hinges on it. I even used stainless steel hinges, not galvanized. It rusts. When she sat in that boat and she started talking about how much she loved me forever and how She wanted to make a life with me. After I had banged her out many, many times, she's doing all this while the pussy gas was emitting from her vagina, and it's not her fault. I can do that to chicks. I mean, you bring your sister here, and she'll be sucking my cock, I'm not shitting you, before you know it, and I will bang her out. Then I throw your sister's body on the fucking front stoop of your house. I don't know why, but I would do that. I'd throw her on a fucking stoop, I'd throw on your back shitty, cheap, goddamn above-ground pool, and she'll be floating on top of the pool, a dead man's float, with her asshole the size of a Maxwell House fucking coffee can. I will do that. I would do that to your sister. But that's how women act with me. That's how they respond to me, because of what I have, the natural charisma, what I am. And, this is probably the biggest point, the 15.5-pound cock I got in my pants, and that's not a shitting lie. My dick weighs 15.5 pounds. At one time, I wasn't proud of it. When I was younger and shit, when I was, say, 5 and 6 years old, and I had these little pants on as a boy, you could clearly see something was wrong with me. I had a massive cock in my pants. More than once, my mom was called to the school. They didn't know what was wrong with my pants or my clothes, and they want her to fix it. You can't fix a miracle. It was in my pants. You can't fix that. Gigantic. 15.5 pounds of dick. And I know that, and you know this story, because every time I would be at my friend's house, who was a cocaine salesman, I'd put my dick on his scale that he used to weigh his product, the coke. And I'd put it on there. It was 15.5 pounds of dick. I looked at it, and I heard this big clunk, and everybody in the room went quiet. And his sister was in the back of the room, and she suddenly walked up. I heard her heels as they hit the basement floor. She's walking towards me. And she looked at my cock, and she sucked it. She got all the coke off of it. I never forget that. He's dead now. He's gone. But his fucking daughter is within age now, and I got my eyes on her. I got my eyes on her. That's all I can say about that. And I took this chick out in the boat. She was a clinger. She was a clinger and a smeller and a multi-candle user. And I can't get into that shit. You know when a candle burns, that smoke comes off of it? This isn't pure air. Smoke comes off of it. It lingers at the ceiling. It's bad for your health, your lungs. Everything about you turns your wallpaper fucking yellow. Gets smoke on the windows, smoke on everything in the goddamn room. There's residue of an act that was committed wherever these bitches are. A long-lasting smoke residue. She sat in a seat. We start talking. I had her out in the lake. It was like some kind of mafia movie. I pulled the cord, the fucking seat let go, and she went through the floor of the boat. That was it. She went through the floor of the boat. And when she went through the floor of the boat, I had it rigged with a net under the boat. So as she went through the floor, she went into the net, and the net clinged around her. She couldn't swim, and she went to the bottom of the goddamn water. I have looked for her since. I've looked for a couple women in the lake where I live, and I've recently been doing diving. I think I talked about this, and she was gone. No more. Couldn't take it no more. I couldn't smell one more fucking candle, one more pumpkin spice candle. I just couldn't do it. Since been in the lake a lot, I think I told you about pussy farts and pussy fart bubbles. And I've got this study going on that involves bubbles where I can find a bubble from some chick who blew a pussy fart as she was going down to her death. She was drowning. And I've been doing studies of this in this lake, and I have found a couple pussy fart bubbles. And how do you know? I've got a tiny probe I can insert into the bubble. It doesn't pop the bubble, and I can smell it. I can do a gas analysis, and I've smelled them, and I've smelled pussy inside these bubbles, and I know that some bitch went down, I don't know, 50, 10, 2 years, 150 years ago. I know that she went down and she blew a pussy fart as she went down because she was taking dick. Same thing with the Titanic, man. If you could find the farts from these women who went down in their Victorian dresses and they blew a pussy fart, they were gigantic. At that time, they blew a pussy fart. You can find this bubble in the Titanic survivors. You could get your nose in that bubble, and it would be like eating pussy. If you could make an accoutrement, a gadget, a device that I could hook onto the side of this bubble that would allow me to put my mouth over it, it would be a complete hermetical seal, and I could stick my tongue in the bubble. I could eat out her pussy. I mean, most Ricky Tick. It's that simple. I could eat her pussy out all night long, and it's just in this bubble. So she died fucking 150 years ago, it doesn't matter. 200 years ago, it doesn't matter. It's like she's alive again because I found a pussy fart bubble from her. Say the Titanic, one of the people who went down, the girls went down. I use my accoutrement on my mouth. I penetrate the fucking bubble. I push my mouth against it. Everything's hermetically sealed, and I can stick my tongue through it. It's just like eating pussy, except I won't die from it. I'm not actually touching her cunt. Some old Victorian whore's cunt. Bunch of shit around her asshole. She's got a rag next to the fucking outhouse toilet on a wooden peg. That's her fucking rag. When I say rag, I mean a cotton cloth. That's what they use to wipe their ass. I'd be eating pussy. I've done it in my lake. I've tasted pussy. I've smelled pussy from the pussy fart bubbles that are in the lake that I live on top of. I mean, there's major discoveries to be found. Unending discoveries. If you're one of those fuckers who say, everything's been discovered. There's nothing left. There's nothing left to discover. There's nothing left to invent. That's hardly the truth and even one iota of a way. There's tons of discoveries, like this discovery. How many women are on the planet? 8 billion people? 6 billion women? You think they're not fucking drowning in lakes and rivers and streams and you can't go find their pussy fart as they were going down to the bottom? You can find that. You can mine that. You can live off of that. Make a book on it. Bubble number 1011-A. Found Lake Superior. Depth 250 feet, though Lake Superior is much deeper than that. It's the deepest lake, I believe, in the world, or the second deepest lake in the world. Found at a depth of 250 feet. And then you mark the coordinates. What did it taste like? This is some bitch that went down on some boat long ago on Lake Superior. Did you get a chance to tongue the gas in a simulated act, a near act of eating pussy? Yes, I did. Tasted like what? Fish. Fish and more fish. On top of fish with a fucking squid in it, too. That's what it tastes like. You're documenting this shit. I mean, that's nuts. That's what I've been working on. It made me think of that when I talked about the girl that went down. I'd let loose in the fucking boat who was clinging on to me. And we were talking about holes. Holes and more holes. You try to dispute what I'm saying. Our holes in your community not filled immediately. Our holes in every way you can think of not fixed or repaired immediately filled. They have to fill the hole. That's the same as a woman's cunt. Whenever you see a woman, understand that she's had an orgasm 15 minutes ago. Whenever you see a woman, understand that under her acrylic fucking fake Chinese nails, understand that there's a lot of cum under there and vaginal juices and other shit under her long fingernails. Some time ago, McDonald's tried to get acrylic nails banned from their stores. They couldn't do it. Nobody wants a fucking cheeseburger served with a chick with long fucking acrylic nails with all kinds of cum and shit and feces and all kinds of vaginal juices and pubic hairs under their goddamn nails. Who wants to eat that? I don't. I always look at the nails of a bitch. Understand that. They just came 15 minutes ago. They may have had a dick in their ass 15 minutes ago. They may have been sucking dick for 3 hours. And somehow, some insanity allows them to somehow come back hour later, 2 hours later, go to work and not look like what they were just doing. Hey, how are you doing? Jan? Doing good. Feeling real good. Feeling strong. Strong. Feeling real good. Strong. That's for sure. Got some new software I gotta learn. Nobody would know what she was just doing. How can a woman walk around knowing what we know about them? What you now know. The depth of what your knowledge is with regards to women. How can they walk around? Cum was dripping off their tits. A dick was in their mouth. Cum was on their eyeballs. Cum was between her tits. Cum was pouring out their asshole. Cum was pouring out their cunt. How? They were on all fours pulling a train with six Chicanos, weren't they? And there they're standing next to you. And they have attitude, too. Get the fuck out of here, man. Fuck you. Isn't this what they like to say? That's what's fueling it. They're fueled behind that. All the shit I told you fuels that. Fuck you. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to do anything. I've been given a life that I'm free to use as I see fit. I am allowed to have my own ideas. And nobody is ever going to tell me how to behave or act or how to think. Ever. I'll go down shooting. That's not an exaggeration. I got a 55 fucking gallon barrel. It's a wooden barrel in my house filled with ammunition. I've got another two wooden crates filled with fucking Claymore landmines. I shipped them home from Vietnam, and I spray painted them white, and I wrote China on the boxes when I was there. Everybody thought it was China. That's how dumb they are in this country. Everybody thought that. I'm ready. I want to talk about something before I go. What time is it? I don't really know. But I can always tell the time by how I feel, by how the longitude, the length of my voice, how much power, how much gas, how much clarity I have in my voice. I can always tell where I am at the level I am. I think I'm approaching the end, but I'm not quite there. But I think it. I feel it. Hang on a second. I think it's down here. I sit in this fucking room in my basement, the secret room, and it's insulated, and I have just one light in here on this wind-up generator light, and it's getting dark in here. Now, I sit in here naked, and I smoke dope, and sometimes I do a shot, and I just sit in here naked, but the light's out. So if you'll forgive me, if you'll allow me just a second, an intermission here, to wind the light up so I can see my dick again. Because that is reminds me that I'm still a man. That they can't take that away from me. That I'm more than a teaspoon of fucking a testosterone. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck, there's my dick. 15.5 pounds of beef. That's no shit. This is a dick, man. Now, this isn't a fruity show. I'm telling you this in a manly way. There's my dick, 15.5 pounds. See, my dick, and so is your dick. Your dick is like a fucking tree. They cut a tree down, and they can count the rings. They count the rings. They try to see the life that the tree led. And they do it by counting the rings, looking at the thickness of the rings, the thinness of the rings. One year it was heavy rain. Another year it was not heavy rain. Another year it looked like the tree was in trouble. It was sickly and wavy and very extremely thin and then came back. That's what your dick is, fuckstick. Your dick shows the sum of what you are. They can't take that from you. Everywhere you've been, anything you've done has encompassed you and your dick, mostly probably your dick, and it can't be taken from you. There it is. Whenever you feel like you're stumbling, whenever you feel like you're faltering, whenever you feel like you can't go on, you pull your fucking pants down and you look at your dick and you marvel and you say, this is what every fucking bitch wishes they had. This is what every bitch is resentful of. There it is, my big dick, and they'll never goddamn have it. They've gone so bad as to wanting a dick as they've got strap-on dicks. They can pretend to be you. They can pretend to be you. And think of the sickness of that fuck. They're pretending to be you. Look at my dick. Look at my dick. I better get over to my candles. I got to get over to my candles. Glenn's coming over at 8 o'clock. I got to start to de-stink the room for my pussy. I've got to start to treat my room for my pussy. Here he comes. I don't know how far I can hold him. He started to waver last week. His eyes started to water. He started coughing. He got up and said his fucking arms were numb. That's from my pussy. There it is. Always be proud of being a man, motherfucker. They can't take that from you, ever. And this isn't some kind of fucking misogynist recording. I have three goddamn sisters. This is a fucking recording, a warning sign like out in deep space. It's a warning to stay the fuck away. Stay away, and if you do go near it, be ready. Know how to do the one-inch fucking from-the-face punch that Jake LaMotta personally showed me. He was a fucking champion boxer, middleweight. Know the one-inch punch to defend yourself immediately. Know how to detect the stench of fucking pussy immediately. Know when you're being manipulated, and that's what it is, manipulation, when they've got their candles out trying to disguise the stench of their cunt, because soon after you're married, they won't try to disguise it anymore, and you got to live with that every goddamn day. What stinks in the bathroom? That's my pussy. I just wipe my urine hole out through the toilet tissue in the garbage can. That's my pussy. I just had my period. That's all kinds of shit. I got a yeast infection. You'll be fucking always hammered with this day in and day out. And whatever you are now, whatever dreams you had will be gone. You're not going to make a boat. You're not going to get a pilot license. You're not ever going to be any of that. You're not going to have a six-wheel drive Argo Frontier, 18 horsepower fucking all-wheel drive ATV like I do. Are you? You could say this, there's a case in this. yeah, well, I wanted a family and I wanted to cut myself in half and I had to give to get and this is what I am and I accept it. That's great. That's great. But it's not great for me. And it's not great for lots of people. You have to be on fucking guard. You have to be on guard. I want to tell you something. I think I'm about ready, about conked out here. You know, in the last recording, or the recording before that, I told you that I had an Indian squaw that I was working with that lives up here. Now, in the jungle, in the woods here, I like the woods because I was in Vietnam 18 months and I got kind of fond of the jungle. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, but I met this woman named Running Flaps. That's because her cunt lips were so long. Running Flaps and I developed a relationship, and it was incredible. Running Flaps was going to help me find a woman that drowned while we were ice fishing because she knew how to use this fucking device, a dowsing rod, because she said to bitch that if she did drown in the water, she'd have at least 50 gallons of water inside her womb, and she could find this bitch that drowned when she was ice fishing with me with her dowsing rod. You recall I told you that I clicked off accidentally. I was going to fuck her in the nest of a bald eagle. And I've done that to a couple women up here. If you want to be guaranteed a fuck, but you're not in this situation, you tell a woman you could fuck her in the nest of a bald eagle a short distance from your home. Well, she'll say yes, because they've never done that. And I told Running Flaps we were going to fuck in the nest of a bald eagle. I said, let's go in a nest. And I had my Glock with me with this new fucking attachment that turns the Glock into a menacing fucking machine gun like you've never seen. Look it up. Man, I'm not shitting you. And I thought I had cut her in half. She was standing on the side of the fucking nest or on her knees. And I had the Glock with me and I accidentally clicked it off. And it's an automatic and I thought I cut her in half. I saw her fall off. Well, that's not the case. Running Flaps did not get shot. The girl that I want to fuck, the Indian squaw, who's going to help me. I got a big agenda, honestly. She's going to help me find the girl who drowned when I was out in the ice fishing shanty. But Running Flaps didn't die. She's an Indian squaw. The 5 shots didn't hit her. I don't know how many I clicked off. 25 shots, 20, out of the Glock with a new automatic attachment that alters the gun. I thought I'd killed her. Well, I haven't killed her, and I know this to be true. And you're going to say, how do you know this to be true? So I think the saga of Running Flaps is on with me. One of the most beautiful fucking Indian women you've ever seen. I've told you on and off that there are Apache tribes out here that migrated this way to Michigan because when they were being attacked by the military out west, because fucking white bitches wanted to live out there and they wanted them all goddamn dead. They weren't going out there and all the white whores in this country wanted every motherfucking Indian dead. They weren't going out there. They wanted stores and shit. They wanted the Indian gone. That's why the Indian's gone today. Always remember that. Don't believe the other bullshit. They wanted them gone. They wanted their houses, their retail stores, and they wanted to walk down streets with their big fucking umbrella and their Victorian outfit on. They wanted all that shit. They're gone now, just like the goddamn whale, just like the fucking buffalo. Anything a woman wanted, everything is gone now, almost extinct. But Running Flaps is the most incredible looking Indian lady, and she lives in a tribe out here, I don't know where, with fucking fire. I see the fire sometimes at night. It's an entire tribe of Apache Indians. It's never been found. That's how dense the woods are in Michigan. She's not dead. I haven't seen her since. I thought she was dead when I came down the pine tree. I didn't see her body. But she's not dead, and I know she's not dead. And you're going to say, how'd you know she was not dead? We've got big things to do. I'm going to find a bitch that drowned in my shanty. I'm going to make love more to Running Flaps again and again and again, get pumped off by Running Flaps. How do I know she's fucking still alive? Because I went in my backyard preparing my ultralight aircraft because the season's starting again. Winter's just about kaput. And I saw a big Indian spear in the backyard. Now, that's how Running Flaps used to contact me, meaning she was in the area. A big Indian fucking spear with feathers at the end of it and different colors on the spear. I don't know what they call that, a spear. I guess it's like a spear, thing you'd throw. So I'm going to start looking for her again. And I'm going to start mining what she is, mining the thing, the person, the whatever she is, I'm going to start mining it. And I'm going to try to find this bitch that died when we were ice fishing in the shanty. Hang on, will ya? I'm gonna try to find her. And if I find her, I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted on what's going on. But I thought I'd cut running flaps in half with my fucking altered Glock. I did not cut her in half. I did not.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Harper, how are you? I have come up with a world-shaking idea. I would like to tell you about it. When big business women are traveling, they get super horny. They are in a motel or hotel, and they wish they could ride 11 inches, but they can't. They are big business women, and they are traveling. They are not home. Harper, I have come up with a unique roll of tape. The tape comes off the roll like any other tape, but my tape is made using the skin that is removed from the dicks of dead men. The dead man's dick skin is removed and processed and then put on rolls. When the paper is all gone from a roll of toilet paper, you're left with a cardboard roll. If a woman is horny, she can use the empty cardboard toilet paper roll and then use my dick tape. Wrap the dick tape around the cardboard toilet paper roll. The cardboard roll now looks and smells like a real dick. The big business woman can now take a dick anywhere at any time. My roll of dick skin tape comes complete with real dick veins. My company slogan is, wrap it and fuck it, it's a real dick. Dick tape is going to be everywhere in the world very soon. You can wrap a hairbrush handle, a shoe, a flashlight, a shower pole, the handle of a room safe, and many other things. If you want to invest in my dick tape, please let me know as soon as possible. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister in the Walmart lobby near your folks' home. She was on all fours trying to get her prize out of a gumball machine. I guess the metal-hinged flap that you lift up on a gumball machine was stuck, so she couldn't collect the black rubber spider she bought for a quarter. There was a big empty washing machine cardboard box that someone had left in the lobby. Harper, I pulled the empty washing machine cardboard box over the both of us, and I banged out your big-titted little sister from the rear, and then I gave her a rim job. While I was giving her a rim job, she beat my Peter off with her dainty foot. No one could see us doing sex things because we were inside the cardboard box. When we were done fucking one another, I wrapped your big-titted little sister's soiled panties and sweaty brassiere around the gumball machine handles. After we came, 3 or 4 times each, we shit on each of the gumball machines also. As we emerged from the cardboard box, I threw my cum-covered pair of underwear into the face of an old vegetable sitting in a wheelchair. She was drinking a bottle of Ensure when my underwear made impact with her haggard face.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, the Walmart lobby manager. Ladies, right now, at absolutely no cost to you, we are allowing female shoppers the opportunity to pull off their panties and wrap them around the handles of those 12 gumball machines. You heard right, pull off your cum-stained panties and wrap them around those gumball machine handles every which way you can think of. Knot them up, girls. Twist them, pull them, stretch them. Let's create the biggest goddamn bird nest anyone has ever seen. Ladies, there's a free York peppermint patty in it for you if you can manage to aim your soiled cotton ventilated panel outward toward exiting customers. Gals, there's a sheet over there by the claw vending machine. Get behind that sheet and drop your stained drawers and stretch those babies over those gumball machine handles. This has been Baloney Pony, the Walmart lobby manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.